Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I started on this journey because I was looking for answers in my own life. I didn't understand why my life didn't work, because I was doing what everyone told me I was supposed to do. And yet, I was not happy. I was absolutely miserable, if you want to know the truth. And I was wondering what was wrong with me. And so I began on this journey of looking for answers, seeking to understand life, to understand everything. We are given information about who we are and possibilities and all of this other stuff. And I've come to find out that most of the information we are given is not actually true. Now, I'm not saying that the people who gave us this information are trying to deceive us, because they're not. They are telling us what they believe to be the truth. But so much of what we believe to be the truth is not actually true. And we don't realize that, because we accept it since someone in authority told us it must be the truth. But just because someone is in authority does not mean they know the truth. And so I have come to this greater understanding of life, of myself, of other people, that has allowed me to step out of the old patterns, of the old programming, of the old habits that I've been taught throughout this lifetime. And now I am learning to rewrite my contracts, my commitments that I made before my birth. And everybody does this. Before you're born, you get to make all of these wonderful commitments in front of your council of 12. And they're 12 souls that absolutely love you and support you in whatever you do. And they are just kind of bearing witness to what it is you've said you want to accomplish in this lifetime. So it's not like they are judging you or, you know, going to punish you if you don't meet your commitments or anything like that. That's not the way it's set up. So a couple of months ago, I was guided to start rewriting my own soul contracts. And I had no idea what I was doing, but they work with me, and I've actually reached a point where I'm gaining an understanding of it that I didn't have before, and it's getting easier and easier, because what I'm doing is I am letting go, and remember, they're always saying, let go, let go, let go. I am letting go of what does not work. It's really that simple. I'm letting go of what does not work and opening myself up to what I truly desire. And this means I have to actually look at what it is I desire. Because at first I didn't know. Because I was living from that mindset of I didn't have any power. You know, the divine ones would decide what was right for me and what was wrong for me, and they would make it happen, and I didn't have any power. And now I am living from the realization that I have power. I have power, and they work with me to create what I desire. So I am the one who is making the choices, and I always have been. I just didn't realize it. So much of what I've been taught about who I am and what is possible had been limited beliefs that were meant to control me, to keep me on the straight and narrow path that someone else had decided I needed to stay on for their benefit. And now I am looking at what is for my highest good. And I'm putting myself first. And it's interesting because, especially for the last couple of days, I've noticed that I respond differently when someone who is coming from a victim mentality connects with me. You know, and they connect and they tell their sad story. And they don't ask for anything. They just tell me their sad story. Well, if they don't ask for anything, I don't do anything. Because if you want something, you need to ask for it. And I don't buy into the whole victim. I don't write back saying, oh, you poor thing, let me do this for you. You know, my days of that are over and done. I don't see anyone as a victim. I realize now that everyone is just as powerful as I am. They just don't realize it. And that they always have choices. And one of those choices that they can make is to ask for assistance. But if they aren't willing to ask, then why should I give it? Because I don't know exactly what it is they are looking for. That's why it's so important for us to communicate, to talk about the things that we need to talk about. That's why it's important that if you are listening to this show and you have a question, ask it. You are important. You have value. Every single one of us does. And learning to accept that is a part of our evolution. And so many people have yet to accept that. They think that other people are more important. And if they do enough for other people, then one day other people will do something for them. And no, it doesn't work. I waited and waited and waited for those other people to do something for me. And they never did. And it was because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't value myself. I didn't respect myself. I didn't love myself. I did that for other people, but not for me. And so now, with these wonderful rewritings of my soul contract, I am loving myself. I am seeing the value in me. I am accepting the value in me. And I am making the choices about what it is that is important in my life. And so I find this work so amazing. I've done the rewriting. I call it the soul's evolution on my website. I've done it for a couple of people this week, and the energy of it. With one of the beautiful women that I did this for, I could feel the energy building up for days before we actually had the session. And she was just blown away, and so was I, by the intensity, by the love, the amazing love that's always surrounding us. And it was like you could just feel the love. And she just felt lighter and happier, and she was laughing when it was over. And it was just such a, it's so hard to put into words, but it was definitely worth it. And it's starting her on her true path. You know, it's letting her let go of these beliefs about who she is or who she's supposed to be or who other people want her to be, and bringing her back to the knowing of herself. And I just love that. Okay, so if you want to know more about Soul's Evolution or any of the work that I do, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and all of the information is there. And if you want to do a rewrite of your soul contract, and we don't rewrite the whole thing, I was told that mine had 256 different little commitments in it, and I'm up to rewriting about 40 of them. So, wow, I'm moving ahead. but when we do the work, we make the changes in the areas that I am guided to make the changes in, so that it will have the greatest impact on the person that I'm working with. There's information there at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And now we will go to our callers and the people in the chat room. And in the chat room, if you have a question, go ahead and type it. And I already have one. And hi, Little Fairy. Happy New Year to you. And hello, Amish Comedian. Happy New Year to you, too. Okay, let me read. I'd like to ask for a message for the new year. I will likely leave my temp job once the work contract is finalized with company starting with initial I, which made an offer back in December. Also hoping to cross paths again with a guy I noticed a couple of times last year and want to strike a conversation with him if I have the opportunity. Thanks. Okay. I'm getting choked up. I wonder what that is. All right. So let's see what they want to say to you, little fairy. All right. So it feels like Divine Mother is coming in, and she's going to be the one answering your question. Ooh, which is wonderful. I love her energy. Okay. Now I can't sit still. All right, here we go. This is the year when you can change your life, when you can completely change your life. You've been living in fear. So much of your life has been overshadowed with the fear. You have the deepest fear of not being good enough, and you still have some of that there lingering that you have not let go of. And as long as you believe that you're not good enough, you won't actually allow yourself to succeed, because people who are good enough don't succeed. So you can see the connection between what you believe about yourself and what you experience in your life. Beloved one, you are good enough. You are good enough. And I am helping you now to let go of the remainder of that belief that you are not good enough, because it's not true. It never was and it never will be. You were created, what do you know? You were actually created to be phenomenal. But we will just settle with letting you know that you are good enough. And we want you to take a nice deep breath and just like let go of that belief that you are not good enough. Let go of the belief that your life never works. Let go of the fear that you will be mistreated. Because the only one who mistreats you is you. When you have that belief that you're not good enough, then you don't love, honor, and respect yourself. And it makes it difficult for anybody else to love, honor, and respect you. Because you push that away. And now you no longer have the belief that you're not good enough. So start noticing how you treat yourself. Make a commitment to you to do something every day that shows you that you love you. Make sure you are always honoring you, your time, your space, your life. And we do see that there is potential for you to be in a romantic relationship. You are actually going to have several choices about that. But always check in with your heart. See what feels best for you. And know that the ones who are coming into your life are attracted to you because there's a match between who you are and who they are. So as you do more work on clearing out old beliefs that you no longer want to live with, you are changing who you are attracting into your life. And we say this because we don't want you to decide that you can only have someone that you've already met, because now you are changing. And that someone that you've already met may no longer be a match for you. Don't get dug into the belief that it has to be a particular person. You have more than one soulmate, if you want to use that terminology. Different options based on who you are being. And as you change, those options change. So allow yourself to move with your options, to accept who you are being. And realize that people treat you the way that they do because of what you believe. If you believe you are less, they will treat you like someone who is less. It's not that they are intentionally setting out to do wrong to you. It's that they are resonating with your energy. Everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. So if you want to change the way the world treats you or other people treat you, then change the way you treat you. Change your beliefs about yourself. Open up to loving yourself, to accepting yourself totally and completely. And you will find that the world will open up to you because it all starts with you. Okay. Now let me read what you wrote, because I have my eyes closed when I'm channeling usually. Okay, thanks, Barbara. It's true. I have some limiting beliefs to clear. Yes, you do. Yes, I have been mistreated by people. I've noticed a change, but there's still some work to be done. And the fact that she cleared you of that belief that you're not good enough, will have an impact. And you will find that it will be easier for you to live, easier for you to accept yourself. Okay, I felt really drawn to this guy, but staying open to other possibilities, that's good. That's good. Let me see what they're showing me about that. They're showing me that he may actually come back into your life, and you may talk to him and find out that, you know, he doesn't match you, or he does. They're not telling me which way. They're saying you have to decide. They're not going to tell you what to decide. It is your choice. But there are also going to be others who are going to come into your life. So open up to being good enough. Open up to being worthy. Ooh, that worthy one just sent energies through me. And I'm hoping it sent energies through you too. Because when you accept your worth, and your worth is not based on who you are, what you do, how much money you have, what other people say about you, your worth is the worth that you have simply because you exist. And if you were not worthy, why on earth would God create you? God only creates worth. So accept your worth. And let go of the whole idea that it's based on anything else, because it's not. It's like being good enough. You were created good enough. You were created worthy. And you have always been loved. And accepting those three little statements is a huge thing for most people, because those are the things that they don't actually believe about themselves. They believe it about other people. We have no problems with believing that other people are good enough, that they're worthy, that they deserve. But we always want to exclude ourselves. And so that's one of the things that I've been doing when I've been rewriting my commitments. I've been opening up to my own value, to my own worth, to my being good enough, and to loving myself. And the way I feel about myself has changed 30,000%. And I am enjoying life. I mean, truly enjoying it. Really just bursting out in big smiles for no apparent reason. Now I'm sitting by myself, I'm not talking to anyone, I'm not doing anything, and suddenly I'm just smiling from ear to ear, and it just feels so good. So we do have the potential to love and respect ourselves. And if you want to make big changes in your life, start with you. Always start with you. And you are welcome. And don't hope your life changes. Change your life. Remember, you are the one who has power. You are the one who has power. You are the one who has power. So it is your choice. Ooh, that's sending something through you too. And yes, Amish comedian, there is no magic wand. It's about really looking at yourself and deciding who you really want to be. And realizing that nobody else can make that decision for you. No one else can make that decision for you. No one else has the right to make that decision for you. So if you are a people pleaser, you know, always doing things to make other people happy, stop it, please. And that's been another big change in my life. I was talking with someone and they were telling me about a problem that they were having. And I asked them if they've done certain things that they needed to do to make sure that they were doing what was needed to be done, and they had. And I said, well, then you need to contact the people you're having a problem with and let them know that they have a problem. And that sounds like something incredibly to do, but there was a time in my life when I would have said, I will contact them, I will find out what's up, I will fix this for you, I will make it right. And I didn't do any of that I stuff because it wasn't my problem. And I wasn't supposed to take on someone else's crap. And nobody is supposed to take on other people's crap. So if you want to live your life, live it for you first. And then you'll find that everything is beginning to fall into place. And everything is for your highest good. And when you accept that, it gives you the freedom to just be. Okay, enough of that. Now we will go to a caller, and I think this is Nathaniel. Let's find out. Hi. Nathaniel?
Hello.
There you are. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, I didn't know if you could hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm really not doing that good. I haven't been feeling good. I had a COVID test yesterday.
And the energy that is dragging you down is the energy connected with COVID. It's like it's moved to the forefront of your mind, and it's dragging on you.
Yeah. Well, the doctor recommended that I had the test because I told her that I was feeling, you know, tired and I had something going on in my chest. And she asked me if I had a cough and I said yes. So she recommended that, you know, I have the test. So and she'll
okay.
find out. Sorry.
That's okay. So first of all, I want to say that in the winter, it is perfectly normal for most people to get a cold or the flu. It is part of our way of bringing our body into alignment with the new season. That is perfectly normal. It is not something that means you have some deadly virus and you're going to end up on a respirator or you're going to die or anything like that. So let me see who wants to come forward and work with you on this, because we need to clear your energy. We really need to clear your energy. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go of COVID.
Dear innate, I let go of COVID.
Dear innate, I let go of any need to be sick.
Dear innate, I release the need, any need to be sick.
Dear innate, I accept my health.
Dear innate, I accept my health.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I draw all of my energy back to me.
Dear innate, I draw all my energy back to me.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, and I have a message for you from Divine Mother. Here's what she's saying. My beloved one, you are caught up in the energy that is out there in the world now. So many people have been taught so much fear about their health, thinking that any time they get a sniffle or a cough or anything, it means that they are coming down with the virus and that it's probably going to result in them having to be hospitalized or dying, because that is what you have been taught. That is what the media has been putting out there to everyone. And it is not true. And we are clearing you now of that energy that is not yours. We are removing all of that energy that is not yours, because you don't need it. It's not yours. You have this beautiful source of unlimited power within you. You are connected with the Creator. And we are opening you more to that power, to that connection, so that every cell in your being is filled with the unconditional love of the one who created you, the one who always loves you, and the one who wants nothing but the very best for you. And we'd like for you to just breathe in that energy and let it fill your body. And let it fill you with the knowing that you are fine, that there is nothing to worry about. And that if you feel tired, rest. That's it. Listen to your body and do what is for your highest good. And let everything else go. Because it's not true, and it's not your energy. And it's definitely not your time to have anything go wrong with your health. Now is your time for focusing on you. Spend your time looking at yourself, seeing what you have decided to change. And that goes everything in. And we are not saying that the doctor is not right. We are saying that the doctor is giving you their opinion. And whether or not you accept it is your choice. And it doesn't matter who is giving the opinion. It could be a doctor, it could be an attorney, it could be the President of the United States. It doesn't matter. No one has authority over you. So nobody else can tell you how you feel. Nobody else can tell you how you feel. Nobody else can tell you how you feel. It is your choice. Choose to be healthy. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Great, thank you.
Well, your voice sounds better. Are you feeling better?
I slept a lot last night, so I went to bed about 5 or 6 and slept for about 6 hours without any sleeping pills or anything, and then I wasn't so tired, so I took some sleep medication, and then I went to sleep for another 6 hours or so. So usually don't sleep so much, but I've been really exhausted. I've been really working a lot of hours, and getting home and, you know, getting to bed about midnight and only sleeping for about 4 hours.
Yeah, you need to get more sleep. You're not getting enough rest to rejuvenate yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, my boss calls and wants me to work these hours, and I told him, okay, well, you know, if you really need me, okay, and, you know, I get the time and a half, you know, so, you know, I'll try to do it, and it gets kind of monotonous sometimes.
Well, you need to do what is best for you, not what is best for your boss. So if your boss calls and wants you to work and your body is saying stay home and rest, listen to your body. it's okay for you to put yourself first because you're the only you there is. And if you don't take care of you, we won't have you.
Well, for months they've been saying, you know, if I don't work 30 hours, that they're going to cut off my health insurance. And, you know, they tried doing that, and I ended up paying them over $800. And I paid twice for the things, and they don't want to give the money back. And we have a new employer buying out the company, so, you know, I put in for a couple of sick days yesterday, and she said that she couldn't read the email or something. She couldn't read the note. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if they're... It seems like they're not really treating me right.
Well, if you want to change jobs and go to a better working situation...
Well, I have a new employer going on, but... I applied for a job at a hospital, but they're going to require a COVID shot. And I really don't want to take the vaccine. You're not one that's running out and get one. But so I've heard lots of bad stuff about the vaccine. And, you know, a lot of people are running out to get it, you know, want to be the first to, you know. But. So that's what it is.
Well, then maybe you should go into meditation and talk to your team and ask them to help you to find a new job where you will not be required to take the vaccine.
I'm not required. I'm not required to take the vaccine.
No, it was the new company that was going to require you.
Oh, yeah, I applied for another one, But it
was
a hospital.
Ask them to find you a new company that will not require the vaccine so that you can change jobs without having to go through that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that, a new job is, but we'll see what happens.
Or you can simply ask them to... Okay, hold on. They're telling me things. So part of it is because of the way that you feel about yourself. And you are giving your power away to your employer. Now, there's a part of you that is justifying that, saying if you don't, then you won't have health insurance and that whole little story that goes along with that. So ask to get clarity about how to make your job work in your life in a way that is not detrimental to you. Because right now it's wearing you down, and that's not for your highest good. So ask your guidance about all that in your meditation and see what the answers are that they give you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and take care of yourself.
Okay.
You're the only one who can, so do a good job, okay?
All right, have a good day, Barbara. Bye-bye.
You too, Nathan. Bye-bye. We are interesting in how we perceive life. And sometimes those perceptions are not for our highest good. Most of our perceptions are based on what's happened in the past. They're based on the programming. They're based on societal beliefs. They're based on the news media. They're based on all of that stuff. And that is not generally going to be for your highest good. So you need to look within your own heart and see what is for your highest good so that you can live in a way that is in alignment with what is best for you. And your guidance will tell you this. and they will help you to achieve this. But it's something that you also have to commit to take the steps to changing. Like I said earlier, they don't wave a magic wand. There is no magic wand. It's about you. It's about who you are being. And recognize that in each moment, everything's changing. So who you have been is not who you are now. I hope all that made sense. We will move to our caller 111111111. Let's see if this is Queen. Hello?
It is.
Yay!
It is Queen. How are you, Anointed One?
I am actually doing fantastic.
Sounded like Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Need to put that in a meditation. Feels good. Feels like some bees humming around. How you be? You told me. Fantastic. How you gonna be? How you like that? How you gonna
even
be?
Even more fantastic.
There you go. There we go. I accept that for us, for real. Tell me something new and that I haven't received, because they say there's nothing new under the sun. I'm inclined to go for that. Tell me something I haven't listened to in a while. That's under the sun and under the moon.
Well, last night I was on a call and Divine Mother came in, and she came in along with all of the feminine goddesses ever. And
I love it.
Oh my gosh, it was beyond words, you know.
I love it. Yes. Yes.
And she's here now along with that whole group of feminine energy. Ooh, God, this is massive. And she wants to talk to you. Are you okay with that?
Of course I am. My cells are tingling, ringing, and ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Here she is, my beloved one. Now is a time of great understanding. You have an understanding of who you are. But that understanding does have some limitations in it, and we want you to let those limitations go. And we are taking them away from you right now.
Thank you.
Because you are so much more than you have ever imagined, so much more than you know. And you are moving forward in that expansion of yourself. This is what your life is calling to you to do. This is the truth of who you are. And we are with you. We are helping you. We are enlightening you. Opening you up. Opening you up. Opening you up. So that you can let go of what's no longer needed. It's no longer for your highest good. So that you can accept yourself deeply and completely. So that you can create your life, your way. Because it's not about anybody else and what they think or what they believe. It's about you. It's always about you. And we don't want to control you. You know that. We would never, ever try to make you do anything. That is not how it works. It is not how it is meant to work. We work with you. We help open your eyes so that you can see, open your heart so that you can feel. Open your mind so that you can receive the wisdom of the Creator. Because it's not about thinking. It's about knowing. And that's a different process. We love you and we love the work you do and we love the way that you connect so beautifully with others. And we love that you share who you are and what you see. Continue to be you and allow you to keep changing and evolving and moving forward. Allow you to be open to love. We love you. We are here for you. We are you. You are us. We are one. We are whole. We are complete. Thank you. Okay. Ooh, that's what she wanted to say.
I'll say, as my car was filling up with all of the goddesses over, packed, at a packed house, and as I was bowing to her, and the energies, I began to twirl, and they also were giving me new garments, like a new body, temple, and new garments to cover myself with. I have been guided, and I'm going to do it starting today, to every day do something on a different goddess for my YouTube and wherever else, and I'm going to do that, and yeah, even if it's a minute, 5 seconds, or 3 hours. Yeah, that's another to do. We'll do.
Wonderful.
Thank you all for showing me more of me.
And I'm seeing them lining up to have you discuss each one of them.
Yes.
You're going to get some interesting downloads.
I'm sure of that.
Things that they haven't shared with you because, well, you hadn't asked. But now they're like, okay. They're taking off the gloves.
That's interesting too, the gloves, because I pulled out some gloves today. I went through a few pair that I was gonna pick. I looked at some leather ones. I said, nah, they're just not gonna do it. But gloves, yeah. I have gloves with me today. I don't have them on. And that's interesting, too, about the downloads, because the ones that I have spoken of in the past, it's always a revelation. So I'm sure it's going to be such a cradling and a empowering journey for me and those who come to receive it. I love you, my sister.
And I love you.
Thank you for being there. All of you. All of you. All of me. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste. You're going to have so much fun.
Yes. I got a big smile on my face. Yes.
Good. Me too. All right. Enjoy.
I shall.
Okay. Ah, such wonderful energy to be in, to feel, to know. So, if you are ready to start making changes to your life, know that the divine beings who are on your team, and everybody has a team, everybody has a team. Even people who think that they are absolutely horrible and don't deserve a team, they have a team anyway. And they are there to assist you. That's it. Their focus is you. And if you focus on you and ask them to help you, they will. They do. They're happy to. They enjoy it. It brings them great pleasure to help us as we move through life, as we experience what we experience, as we are being who we are being. So be open. Be open to your team, to yourself, to your heart, to your wisdom. Because that is how you change your life. And you deserve the possible. And they do give you messages. And I love it. And since I started doing this rewriting of the contracts, they give me messages in my dreams. And my dreams have become much, much more vivid than they ever were before. And now when I wake up from one of these dreams, you know, I used to always start thinking about it. Okay, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? The representative of my council of 12 is there when I wake up. And she says, are you ready? This is what she says to me before we start making changes in those commitments. So now when I wake up from my dreams, she just says, are you ready? And I say, yes. Because I know whatever the dream was bringing up is what she's going to start giving me a new commitment about. It's really fun and it's really interesting. And it does give me a deeper understanding of the dream than I would get by actually looking at the dream. Yeah, because dreams have so many components, so many parts. And sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, and then I was doing this, and then I was doing this, and then it all changed, and blah, blah, blah. And now it's more about the big picture. That's what the work that she does with me is about. It's about the big picture. And instead of getting caught up in the little aspects of the dream, it's the big picture of what the dream was allowing me to experience. And so it's a completely different feeling and experience when I'm letting go. Because I did ask to see the big picture instead of getting caught up in the little minutia, the micromanagement. And so I see things from a different perspective than I used to. And I like this because it allows me not to get personal. Not to say that everything is about me. Even when it is about me, gives me the ability to stand back and observe while still being apart. And that may make absolutely no sense to you, in which case it's absolutely fine, but it makes sense to me. Because I am seeing more. I'm seeing more of me. I'm seeing more of my life. And I'm letting go of so much. And sometimes when we're going through the process of changing a commitment, and they're saying, okay, well, you're going to let go of whatever it is that they've decided needs to be let go of. And I see images from throughout my life, and some of these are images that I hadn't seen or thought of in over 60 years, and suddenly they're there, and then they're gone. And I wasn't even aware that I was holding on to them. Because we hold on to things and we don't consciously know that we're holding on. And that's one thing I love about this rewriting of my commitments. It's bringing up things that I didn't even know I was attached to and disconnecting me from them. Feel it in my body when they do that. I can feel my body shifting. I can feel my body relaxing. I can honestly say I am more relaxed than I have ever been because I'm no longer carrying all of that old energy that I didn't even know was there. So it is about opening up. It is about accepting. And it is about changing. And I absolutely love it. And I would recommend it for anyone. It is beyond words still. One day I'm going to have the words. I keep saying that, but I don't know if it's actually true. I don't know that it can actually be put into words because our language is actually limited. And what I'm experiencing is so much more than mere words could ever say. But if you want to experience it, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on Soul Evolution and read the information there. See if it's right for you. So if you're ready to make these beautiful, beautiful changes in your own life, this is one of your ways of doing it. It's one of your options. Okay, I am being guided to end the show early today. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for asking questions from the chat room. Thank you for being you. And thank you for opening up. And they're showing me that they are actually working on everyone who is listening right now. So just relax and let them help you in your changes. You are loved and you are worth it. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye, everybody. I love you.